though more facts are still to be learned. The break in the sniper investigation has already brought enormous relief to people living close to where the shootings took place. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports on reactions by residents of Montgomery County, Maryland, where the sniper's rampage began.
Here at this mobile gas station on the corner of Aspen Hill and Connecticut Avenue in suburban Maryland, it was exactly 3 weeks ago today that Prem Kumar Walekar, a 54-year-old cab driver, lay dying from a bullet wound to the chest. That has kept Craig Brantley, a nearby resident, away from this busy intersection.
Today, everything's much better in the area. Everybody's relaxed, everybody's smiling, everybody's happy. So this is great. It's just been a good day. Great day today.
Brantley and his wife have been telling out-of-state relatives to stay away. And a few days ago, they decided to put off their appointments with their baby's doctor right around the corner until the sniper was caught. Brantley says that based on what he's hearing on the news, he's sure police have caught the sniper.
All the facts are there. Police did a good job.
A few people who drove up to buy gas, a newspaper, or maybe a cup of coffee on this chilly gray morning seem less sure about what they're hearing on the news. It's way too soon for anybody, especially schools, to let their guard down. Their four children attend Brooklyn Elementary, a few blocks up the road. Mrs. Brooks says her school was still on a lockdown this morning, and she wants it to stay that way. She worries that the sniper's three-week rampage could be part of a bigger plot.
And if it is, then they should still be on guard and they should still be watching our children. I've been doing security at the school, helping to guard the children from the streets and helping them get out of the cars and following them into the school so that they're out of harm's way.
Yeah, they've been locked down at school and at home.
Now, says Mr. Brooks, maybe kids can actually come out and play and be kids again. On the other hand,
time will only tell. I won't feel comfortable. Somebody made the comment to me, my sister-in-law, that this may be the beginning of a different way of life for us.
And that means crouching behind gas pumps, underneath car seats, dreading a simple drive down a wooded area, or a short trip to the convenience store. How can you not live in fear after something like this? It's a question that many people who drove through this gas station today asked.
Yeah, I feel much better talking with somebody, you know? Yeah.
Shin Song has owned and run this mobile gas station for years. He was a few feet away from the taxi driver when he was shot and killed here October 3rd. Mr. Song will never forget that day, but he does want his customers to forget it happened here.
They should come back to here and then they feel more comfortable.
Have you lost business?
We lost about 40% of the volume.
There's little doubt that today's arrests have brought enormous felt that their children were being targeted. Montgomery County Public School officials today said the entire district would remain locked down, but they were hopeful that schools could soon resume all outdoor activities, field trips, and athletic events. It's as if holding their breath for 3 weeks and today felt it was safe to exhale. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Montgomery County, Maryland.